This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1506. Haven't learned enough slang? Better late than never.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. In today's episode, you'll get a handy phrase to say that even though you are doing something late, it's still a win because you are actually doing it. Listen in today to find out what this English phrase is. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's it going? Excited to be on video today on YouTube, yes. Guys. This episode is over there. You can check it out. How's everything going today?
Everything's good. Everything's good. Yeah. I don't know. It's actually unseasonably warm today.
Unseasonably warm.
Yeah. The sun was shining. Yesterday it was snowing. I don't know what's going on, but so I got to go outside with my son we always go and look at the trains. We call it going to the trains.
Yeah. Go to the trains. That's awesome. Yeah. It was actually nice here in Denver too.
And nice.
I like that kind of winter day, kind of, you know, 45, 50 degrees, sunny.
Yes.
I can take that kind of winter. I can definitely take it.
That I can do. Definitely, yeah. Definitely. Today we are going to discuss a really, really useful expression.
Okay.
We're going to talk about what it means, how you can use it, and how does it apply to life and learning English.
Excellent.
So, yeah, I'm excited for today's episode because I thought of this expression recently. Yeah. And also I'm not exactly sure, but on IELTS, we spoke about this expression a little bit.
Okay.
So that's IELTS episode 655. It's high time you learn today's idioms, but
awesome.
We're going to really dive into this today.
Yeah. Make sure you guys, if you're taking IELTS anytime in the next year or year and a half, go over and subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast. Okay. We have tons of years of experience over there for you to help you get that 7 or higher. Very cool. All right. Excellent. So, Michelle, though you have a web class coming up soon, though, I just want to let our listeners know about that because it's going to be really cool. What are you guys going to be talking about on that web class?
Well, I am excited because I'm doing a web class with Aubrey.
Yeah.
And we are going to be talking about slang, which is so important for learning English, right? It's huge. This is really kind of what can get you to that next level.
Yeah.
To, you know, really be more fluent, sound more, you know, native-like, everything like that. So Aubrey and I are going to be teaching you some slang, and we're going to be talking about, you know, the impact of slang and how it can help you connect. So definitely, that's January 20th and 23rd.
Okay.
Okay. So Lindsay, where can they sign up?
Okay, guys, go to allearsenglish.com/slang, S-L-A-N-G, to sign up. Get your name on that list, guys, and make sure you arrive at the web class on time or early.
Yes.
Because sometimes we get a lot of people signing up for these web classes, and if you arrive too late, you won't be able to get into the room. Okay, that's something important to know. Insider tip here.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. Good tip, Lindsay. So awesome. We will see you there. So okay. Lindsay, what is the expression?
All right. So better late than never. Talking about, yes. So this is a good one, Michelle. I'm glad you chose this one today because I definitely use this a lot.
I use it too. That's why I thought of it for the episode, because I was like, oh, this is really, really powerful.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Very, very natural sounding. I mean, what does that mean? Better late than never.
Better late than never. It means you should have done something earlier, but because mm-hmm. you did it, it's better that you did it than not doing it at all. Right?
Right. Right, exactly. It's like, yeah, it's good that it's happening or that it happened, mm-hmm. even if it's not when it could have,
exactly.
we're still happy, right?
Exactly, exactly. And this could apply to a lot of things, right, Michelle?
For sure. So like, for example, I mean, if somebody finally does something they've been wanting to do, but maybe they've been held back for some reason. So for example, mm-hmm. she got her graduate degree after 10 years. It
yes.
took a while, but there was so much going on in her life. It doesn't matter. She did it. Better late than never.
Exactly. 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 So, and I like how diverse this is. Again, like I said, it's not just for a very narrow scenario. It could be for anything. Education. You finally got the education, or you finally made a phone call. Maybe you met someone and you took their phone number and you took a few weeks to call.
Yeah.
Right. But finally you did. And it's better late than never. So.
Right, right, right. Exactly. So what's another example, Lindsay?
All right. So if someone is late on something, like, for example, a responsibility, guys, but they actually do get it done, you could use this. But it also could be rude. So you got to be careful. What do we mean by that, Michelle? How could it be rude?
Well, you know, in the first example, when we talked about, she got her degree, blah, 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 better late than never. It's like this positive, cheery sounding thing.
Yeah.
But sometimes you can say it like better late than never, almost like with a judgmental tone.
Yes.
Do you know, have you ever heard that, Lindsay?
Yeah. I mean, speaking to your partner or your spouse at home, they were supposed to take out the garbage on Monday. They took it out on Thursday. That actually happened to me. That was my,
that
my
was
mistake today. if my partner said, you know, better late than never, right? They're being sarcastic. And that could be rude. That could be a little bit of a dig, right? A dig.
Right, right, right. Exactly. So let's just do this little role play. So if I say, oh man, sorry, I'm just finishing this part now. Better late than never.
Yeah, it's no big deal. We're really not behind. We can still make the deadline. Okay.
Right. So in this way, I actually used it about myself.
Okay.
Right? Mm. So I'm saying, oh, I did this better late than never. In a way, it's like I'm showing some sort of respect in a weird way, because I'm acknowledging that this is late.
Okay.
And I'm saying, I don't know, in a way though, in some ways it's like I'm trying to like say, oh yeah, well, it's good I got it done anyway. It kind of depends.
So when you say this about yourself, you're kind of trying to avoid criticism from the other person, right, Michelle?
Yeah, now that I think about it, it's like I'm the first one to say it, like better late than never.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that gives me a good episode idea. Actually, Michelle, we could do one later another day about how to say something to avoid someone else saying it. You say it yourself. Right?
I like it.
That could be kind of cool. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Good one. We'll put that on the list.
Definitely.
Okay. What else, Michelle? What else do we need to know about this?
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
What Well, should we do one more tiny little role play? Just another example.
Okay.
So example, here we go. Sorry. I can't believe he finally left the company after 10 years. He'd wanted to leave since the first month.
I know. I'm really happy for him. Better late than never. Okay.
So, exactly.
So ideally, again, he should have left 10 years ago, right? Or 9 years ago, but finally he left and it's okay. Okay.
Right, right. Exactly. So again, you know, you can kind of tell that Lindsay and I are using, you know, really different ways of, you know, expressing ourselves with our intonation, right? Mm-hmm. So again, you could say it as, oh, better late than never, or you could say better late than never. And you really have to listen to that or else this can be, you know, it's a simple expression, but it can get confusing if you're not paying attention to that intonation.
Exactly. Guys, there's always a message under the words. So you want to pay attention to that and understand what is that message that you're delivering. Yeah, that's huge, Michelle. Good point.
Absolutely. Okay. So Lindsay, can you think of a time when maybe this applied to your life?
Oh, so many times. Okay, lifting weights. So unfortunately, this all got killed because of the pandemic. It's so sad. But just before the pandemic, I had started doing Orange Theory, which is a group exercise program where it combines weightlifting, sprinting on a treadmill, and rowing. And I was feeling really good this time last year. I was starting to build more muscle mass. And when you're in your 30s as a woman, you're supposed to do that, right? To prevent osteoporosis later in your life. And I figured I should have started in my early 20s lifting weights, but better late than never, right? I figured I might as well start in my 30s.
Now I feel bad.
Michelle. We know you had a few false starts over the years around
exercising. I know, it's so sad because on this show, so many times I've shared like, okay, yeah, I'm getting into a real exercise routine.
I know.
And then next year it's like, okay, guys, so I think I'm going to start exercising.
You can't fool them. You can't fool them. They know.
Exactly. But that's a really good example. I mean, yeah. This also makes me think of celebrities who have had a later start. Or you ever hear somebody who's like in their career who is like really successful in their career and you hear, oh, wow, they actually didn't get started until a little later in life. So yeah. I've heard like Steve Carell, Harrison Ford, Leslie Jones from SNL. I've heard those are some celebrities that, you know, got a little bit of a later start. You know, they weren't like teen celebrities.
Interesting. I wonder if it was The Office for Steve Carell that like propelled him.
I think it may have been Bruce Almighty that first got him. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But.
Yeah, that could be. And they also say, so actors, they also say for entrepreneurs, you know, really successful entrepreneurs usually don't found their big company, their big successful company until they're in their 40s, like mid 40s.
Right?
It's not the fantasy story of Mark Zuckerberg and when we're, you know, 22. That's the outlier, actually. Most true entrepreneurs end up starting that big company around their 40s, mid 40s. Late 40s when they have the experience, which makes sense, right, Michelle?
Yeah, I think that's actually really inspiring. I love hearing these stories because, you know, I think a lot of times people think like, oh, I've missed my peak. I've missed that point. Yes. And it's just not true.
It's not true. Life gives you a lot of opportunities. You know, I feel like half of our lives up to 40, we're just practicing. Making all the mistakes, hopefully.
Oh my gosh, so many mistakes. So, Lindsay, this got me thinking about, I mean, how does this apply to our listeners?
Oh my gosh, it's all about you guys, right?
Yeah.
I mean, don't think that you're behind. First of all, don't compare yourself to anyone else because we all learn in a different way and we're all on our own path. I mean, that's the first thing I would say, Michelle.
Yeah, I think that's really, really a good point, right? Because I think we tend to say, oh, well, this person's at this level and I'm at this level. You know, you should just be thinking about where you are in comparison to where you were, right?
Absolutely.
Not somebody else or where somebody else is. So, you know, keep this expression in mind when you get discouraged. You know, also don't rush because it's not a race. You got to keep things in perspective, right?
Yeah, exactly. I have that feeling a lot of times in life, like I need to rush through something, like thinking I'm always behind and I'm breathe like short breaths, right? Just step back, take a deep breath. You have more time than you think you do, right? To do these things, to achieve these goals. So I like that, Michelle. Just relax and step back, but make sure you go at that goal in the right way.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, that's a big part of it as well. And the other thing is to learn in small doses, right? Like I said, don't rush, right? Again, we always talk about, you know, those experiences where people try and learn like 100 new different words a day. And it's like, you know, It just keep that in mind, better late than never. It doesn't matter when it happens. Of course, if you're studying for IELTS, you're trying to get a certain goal passed by a certain date. That's,
yeah.
I know that adds a little bit of pressure. It's easy to say better late than never, but it's not always how it applies to our life. But, you know, just try and keep it in mind.
I mean, that's why good planning. It's all about good planning. You can't use this if you come into IELTS 25 days or 20 days or 15 days before your test date. You need to think, okay, it's 2021. When do I want to take IELTS? If it's 2022, then I need to get into a course halfway through 2021, 6 months before, right? Yeah. It does it require a little bit of planning at the same time for these things.
Yeah. No, yeah. That's true. You can't just say, well, I'm not going to do anything. Better late than never. I mean, right. It really depends on the situation, of course.
So, of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But yeah, Lindsay, so this is, you know, I think this has been a really, really important topic for our listeners, right?
For
because
sure,
this
Michelle,
is
yeah.
an expression that you can use in your conversations. And it's also an expression that you can think about and how it applies to your life. So I think that's the takeaway for today, Lindsay.
Definitely. And I think for All Ears English, we've never done a slang webinar. We've never done a web
yes.
class just focused on slang, 100%. Percent native slang. So better late than never for us.
That's right. Love it.
So Michelle, how do we find that web class? How do we sign up?
Sign up. We'll see you. You can come either January 20th or January 23rd. Sign up is allearsenglish.com/slang.
Yes, you guys will be able to hang out with Michelle and Aubrey and learn some new native slang. Very cool. Well, Michelle, thanks for hanging out today on the podcast. It's been fun.
Thank you. You too, Lindsay. Have a good day.
All right. See you soon. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.